Katie Bartman is the Environmental Program Coordinator with Northern Sunrise County, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Katie, thank you very much for joining us. The ALICE program is underway. First of all, I ask, as a little bit of an icebreaker, what is ALICE?
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me. So the ALICE program is a program to work with local agricultural producers to try and deploy some green projects or ecological projects. Essentially, we're removing environmentally sensitive or marginal lands from agricultural production with our goal to generate cleaner air and water, give additional wildlife habitat, control erosion, and also many other ecosystem services that we can try and enhance or provide. And to accomplish this, through the program, we'll provide professional support and cost sharing for project establishment to the producers. Here in Northern Sunrise, it's typically at a rate of 50% cost sharing between ALICE and the participant. But this is also at the discretion of our Watershed Advisory Committee, so they may choose to increase that rate or not. And then, as well as the cost sharing, we provide an annual per acre payment to ensure the management and maintenance of the projects for the long term.
How known or unknown is this program that's on right now?
So we've been around since 2016. I would say we're still trying to get the word out here. Right now in the county, we have 16 participants with a total of 34 projects. Hopefully, we're getting one new participant on after I can propose a project at our next meeting coming up here. So I think we're still trying to get the word out, but I think word of mouth has definitely been helpful between producers.
What kinds of projects does ALICE fund, both now and possibly on the horizon?
So the nice thing about ALICE is it's very flexible, and we kind of rely on the landowners to come up with the projects themselves. They're the ones that know the land the best and know how it's going to respond to whatever change we're doing. So some projects that we have right now in the county can include fencing around wetlands to exclude your livestock from entering and watering directly from them. If we did that, we would then help them obtain a solar waterer or alternative watering system that pumps the water from that water source, and in the end it'll help provide cleaner water to the livestock because they're not actually drinking right from the water that's full of silt and whatnot. That can also include constructing livestock crossings if need be for fencing off the riparian area. Some other projects we have that would include removing wetlands from cropping. So if producer is willing to start cropping around them, or if needed, we could fence the area off as well. We can also work on enhancing wetlands that are on the land. So this could include installing ditch plugs to try and maintain water levels or increase them, pond levelers to try and work with beavers on the land, try and revegetate some of those wetland species to get it back to its natural state. Or sometimes we can even just leave the wetlands be and let them return on their own, kind of let those wetland species come in on their own. We have enhanced grazing methods. So we're just rolling out this year our adaptive multi-paddock grazing program, or otherwise known as AMP or rotational grazing. So this would include grazing your herds throughout multiple paddocks on your land, and they're usually differentiated by your different vegetation types, as they'll have different growing requirements. And so you would graze your livestock in there for a short period of time and then follow that with a long rest period, however long is needed for the vegetation to recover. And so this actually kind of mimics more of what is seen in nature with natural grazing methods from your ungulates and whatnot. And then we also have silvopasture grazing, which includes grazing your livestock through the forest. And in addition to that, we do complete reforestation of areas that may have been difficult to cross, even if these are upland areas, not wetlands. They may have been degraded from the livestock, so we can help them put some trees and shrubs and pollinator species back in the land there. And then we have also done some erosion control structures. And an example we have in our county right now is We constructed a log and rock gabion where it's actually slowed water flow, reduced soil erosion, and it's actually allowed for some vegetation to start reestablishing, which also helps slow the water flow and stabilize your soil.
Sounds like there are plenty of project ideas.
Yes, quite a variety.
Is it an equal balance as to who develops the ideas for this for these projects and this program? In other words, you come up with some, the farmer comes up with some, or is it totally the program with Northern Sunrise County that comes up with these project ideas?
I'd say it's primarily the landowner, so they'll normally reach out to us. They'll have an idea of something they want to enhance. They may ask us for some suggestions on how to improve an area. So if it is, say, for example, it's an erosion site and they're not sure what's going to be the best method to help that out, we might be able to link them with some other firms or whatnot that can help them come up with the best idea. But primarily it's up to the landowners because they've been working the land and they know what's going to be best.
Katie, how useful is the program at this stage? You mentioned it's been on since 2016, but how useful has it been to the farmers and landowners, especially with collaboration with Northern Sunrise County?
I think it's an extremely useful program. So, like I said, we have 34 projects in the ground. A lot of these are improving our water quality. A lot of this water on the land will end up in our Heart River, or even the Smoky River.
Have you had feedback with this? And if so, how has the feedback been on this program?
I think we've received fairly good feedback. You know, the producers are appreciative that we can help with any kind of professional support they need, and the cost sharing is a big part, definitely. Because we're not trying to get them to lose any, you know, productive land, but if we can protect the water on their land or provide more wildlife habitat, I think it's a benefit to the county as a whole, but also to the landowners, because it gives them better water quality, or it might provide more wildlife habitat for them. They might get to see more wildlife on their land, kind of work integrating, I guess, their production with conservation.
With the difficulty of the agriculture industry over the past few years because of drought, how difficult has it been for you as a representative of Northern Sunrise County to I guess sort of promote the ALICE program, especially since it's only been in operation for a few years?
So I think the drought kind of presented a lot of opportunities that ALICE can provide. So it's really important that we protect the water that is on our land right now and try and have it for these long-term, or for the future, sorry, when we do come into these drought concerns. If you have this wetland on your land, you now have this water source that's available that you may not have had before. If we're not getting the precipitation we're used to, you at least have this reserve that you can fall back on. You know, this water we're protecting, it does go down into the water table, right? So soil all around is benefiting.
Katie, how can farmers, ranchers, and landowners get involved with the ALICE program?
So they can reach out to us or at my email, kbartman@northernsunrise.net. If they don't happen to be in the county but are still interested in ALICE, I would definitely do my best to help connect them with a different coordinator that may be responsible for their area, or even the hub managers. They could look into bringing the program to their community. If they are in the county, I can then provide them with an expression of interest. So this is where they can provide us with details of their farm, what they've been doing, whether or not they're cropping, or they have livestock, or they have both. And then give us a description of the project they'd like to establish, whether they would like to put a wetland on their land, they'd like to enhance one that's already there. They can let us know what kind of infrastructure and funding help they'll need to make this successful. After that, I would conduct a site visit with them, and we'd make sure the projects are right for ALICE, kind of finish all those finer details. Then I would bring the project and propose it to our Watershed Advisory Committee, and they're actually who ultimately decide whether the projects are approved or not, and this would be based on our county priorities. And then if the project is approved, the producer signs a conservation agreement, and they can begin establishing the project. And once the project is actually in the ground and established, that's when they would be reimbursed for cost sharing and provided annual payment, and the annual payments would start, And I do want to note that the program is very flexible. So this conservation agreement is flexible, and it's meant to suit their operations. We're not trying to sign away their land or anything like that.
Can that flexibility equal success in the program?
I would say that's kind of our huge deciding factor of success. You know, we want people to feel like these are their projects, and it's their opinion that matters. Like I said, they know what's best for the land, and we're not trying to take anything away from them. We know how important agriculture is, so however we can help enhance that, we'd like to. And I think giving flexibility just makes everyone feel a little more comfortable.
Katie Bartman is the Environmental Program Coordinator with Northern Sunrise County, talking about the ALICE program that's up and running and available right now. Katie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Keith.